Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. We're going to explore the profound moment when John the Baptist first saw Jesus approaching and proclaimed him as the Lamb of God. Today's Bible verse is from John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
It's a regular day by the Jordan River where John the Baptist has been preaching and baptizing. The air is filled with anticipation as crowds gather to hear his message of repentance. Then something extraordinary happens. John sees Jesus walking toward him, and in that instant everything changes. With profound conviction and clarity, John declares to everyone present, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." This wasn't just a casual observation or a simple greeting. This was a divine revelation. A moment when heaven's truth broke through in human words. Think about what this meant for those standing there. John had been telling people about someone greater who was coming after him. Now, face to face with Jesus, he doesn't introduce him as a mighty warrior or a powerful king, but as the Lamb of God. This unexpected title would have stopped people in their tracks, making them wonder what John meant by such a unique and powerful description. Let's dive into what this powerful title, Lamb of God, meant in Jewish tradition. In the temple in Jerusalem, something remarkable happened twice every day, at dawn and at dusk. The priests would sacrifice a lamb as an offering to God, seeking forgiveness for the sins of the people. This wasn't just a random ritual, it was a divine command that spoke to the deep human need for reconciliation with God. This twice daily sacrifice reminded the people that sin had a cost, that it created a separation between them and God that needed to be bridged. Each lamb that was sacrificed pointed to this truth, that without the shedding of blood, there could be no forgiveness of sins. Day after day, year after year, these sacrifices continued like a constant reminder of humanity's need for redemption. Now, when John points to Jesus and calls him the Lamb of God, he's saying something revolutionary. He's declaring that Jesus isn't just another lamb to be sacrificed. He is the Lamb, the ultimate sacrifice. Unlike those temple sacrifices that needed to be repeated daily, Jesus would offer himself once and for all. This wasn't just about temporary covering of sin anymore. This was about completely taking it away. Jesus would become the perfect sacrifice that all those other sacrifices had only pointed toward. The significance of the Lamb of God takes on even deeper meaning when we consider the Passover celebration, one of the most important observances in Jewish tradition. During Passover, every Jewish family would select a perfect lamb, bring it into their home, and care for it until the appointed time. This wasn't just any meal. It was a sacred remembrance of God's incredible deliverance of his people from slavery in Egypt. Think about the original Passover night. Each family had to sacrifice their lamb and paint its blood on their doorposts. This act of faith and obedience meant the difference between life and death. The lamb's blood became their protection, their salvation from the judgment that passed through Egypt that night. Every year after, as families gathered to share the Passover meal, they were remembering not just a historical event, but God's faithful love and his power to save. When John identifies Jesus as the Lamb of God, he's drawing a direct connection to this powerful symbol of deliverance. Just as the Passover lamb's blood protected God's people from death and led to their freedom from slavery, Jesus would become the ultimate Passover lamb. His sacrifice wouldn't just deliver people from physical bondage, but from the slavery of sin itself. His blood wouldn't just protect from earthly death, but would open the way to eternal life.
This wasn't just about remembering anymore. This was about fulfillment. Every Passover lamb for centuries had been pointing forward to this moment, to this lamb, to Jesus, who would bring about the final and complete deliverance that God had promised, perhaps the most profound aspect of Jesus. As the Lamb of God comes from the ancient prophetic writings, particularly from the prophet Isaiah, in a passage that would prove remarkably prescient, Isaiah described the coming Messiah as a lamb being led to slaughter, remaining silent before his accusers. This wasn't just poetic language. It was a divine preview of what was to come. What makes this prophecy so powerful is how it describes not just the manner of the Messiah's sacrifice, but its purpose. The lamb in Isaiah's prophecy wasn't merely a victim. He was a willing sacrifice who would bear the weight of his people's sins. He would take upon himself their grief, their sorrows, their transgressions. The prophecy speaks of one who would be wounded for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. When we look at how Jesus fulfilled this prophecy, the parallels are striking. During his trial and crucifixion, Jesus remained largely silent before his accusers, just as Isaiah had foretold. He didn't defend himself or try to escape his fate. Like a lamb being led to slaughter, he willingly went to the cross. But more than just matching the prophetic description, Jesus embodied its deeper meaning. He truly did take upon himself the sins of the world. This prophetic image of the silent sacrificial lamb completes the picture. It shows us that Jesus' role as the Lamb of God wasn't just about fulfilling religious ritual or continuing tradition. It was about fulfilling a divine plan that had been in motion since before time began, a plan that had been glimpsed by the prophets centuries before and was now coming to its perfect completion. As we wrap up our exploration of Jesus as the Lamb of God, we can see how this powerful title weaves together three essential threads of divine purpose. The twice daily sacrificial lamb reminds us that our sins carry a real cost, one that Jesus willingly paid. The Passover lamb shows us God's heart for liberation and salvation, pointing to Jesus as our ultimate deliverer. And the prophetic lamb reveals God's master plan laid out centuries in advance and perfectly fulfilled in Christ.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your perfect plan of salvation fulfilled through Jesus, the Lamb of God. Thank you for sending your Son to be the ultimate sacrifice, the one who takes away the sin of the world. Lord, we are humbled by the depth of your love and the beauty of your mercy. Help us to fully grasp the significance of Jesus' sacrifice and to live in gratitude for the freedom and deliverance he brings. May our lives reflect his love and grace as we seek to honor him in all that we do. In Jesus' holy and precious name, we pray. Amen. Friends, may the light of Christmas Eve fill your heart with peace, joy, and hope. As we celebrate the eve of our Savior's birth, may your home be filled with warmth, love, and the presence of God. May the wonder of this holy night remind you of his endless love and the promise of Emmanuel, God with us. Wishing you a night of reflection, gratitude, and countless blessings that shine as brightly as the Bethlehem star. God bless you all.